How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hey, everybody. It's Richard Zwicky with High on Healthy. And joining us today, we're speaking with Chris Pollack, a therapist who specializes and works with psychedelic-assisted therapy to help people deal with treatment-resistant depression, anxiety, and PTSD. Welcome aboard the show, Chris.
Thank you very much for having me. Greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I mean, the psychedelic-assisted therapy is of keen interest. It's really a growing area. People's awareness is growing tremendously. And these medications and medicines are showing us that healing can be much deeper and faster than anyone had thought possible previously, because it helps us unlock the doors. You work with a lot of people who've tried everything, talk therapy, medications, and the like, and they found themselves stuck. Why is it people are describing psychedelics as 10 years of therapy in one night?
So one of the best ways to describe it when it comes to psychedelic-assisted therapy is really the element of the ego death that occurs with it. And it really is able, probably the best way to describe it is oftentimes when we've experienced really high levels of past trauma, even in talk therapy, it's very difficult for that person to metaphorically touch it, metaphorically address it. Oftentimes they disassociate, oftentimes they avoid it, or even when they are bringing it back up, it's as if they're re-experiencing it versus actually processing and working through it. So we all have this kind of window of tolerance, if you will, in reference to what we can handle. And psychedelic assisted therapy allows us to sit and kind of expand that window of tolerance, but that way we can bring up the experience and create a new narrative, almost, if you will, create a new understanding and a new meaning without some of these negative core beliefs that we have attached and associated with them, which is why it really permeates our entire life.
And so in another way of framing it, it helps you reset your values and beliefs in a different way without the construct of your pre-existing ego or id sitting there trying to conform you to what you previously believed.
Absolutely. Because if you think about it, so much of that is we're trying, like that ego, that it's trying to protect ourselves because it's very fearful of getting hurt. Right. And if we're so afraid of getting hurt, and if something hurt us so far in the past, we want to stay away from it. That's our natural tendency. It's kind of like putting your hand on a hot stove, right? Where if we've learned that it's dangerous, we're not going to touch it. And it's, you can't really convince someone, okay, it's safe to put your hand on a hot stove. Right. But through psychedelic assisted therapy, you can do that. You can teach somebody that that stove is not as dangerous as we are making it out to be.
And, you know, that obviously is completely different than the experience people get through talk therapy and, of course, through traditional medication with antidepressants, which really don't help you confront, they just help you manage. But some people are nervous. They hear words like tripping or, you know, that they had a trip and there was something that went wrong. How do you help clients understand what the experience will be like and how to manage through it?
Yeah. So a big thing that we do in it's not one of those situations where a client comes to me and they say, I'm ready for psychedelic assisted therapy. And we just jump right in. There's a lot of buildup to it. And a part of what that, and through that assessment process, what I'll identify as well as any therapist will identify is, have you ever had any experiences with any psychedelics in the past outside of therapeutic experience? Tell me about that experience for you. Yeah. And if they've experienced bad episodes, quote unquote, bad trips, what we really guide them through is to understand how psychedelic assisted therapy is different in the sense of you are guided through the process with a therapist there to support you, and why that is different than, say, taking it recreationally.
And recreationally is definitely a completely different scenario. But as you know, like you said, somebody doesn't just walk in and say, I want to do psychedelic therapy. There's a process, and they generally, you have to go through an exploratory phase with them to learn what they're trying to address, what they're dealing with before you go there. And some people won't be the right fit. And then there's also what's going to be the right psychedelic. How do you do that evaluation? And are there, you know, once you've made the decision, you know, first off, how do you choose who's not a right fit? But then how do you decide what's the right psychedelic for the right individual?
Yeah. So what I primarily work with is ketamine assisted therapy. And so that's the specific one that I work with. And through that process, really, there's a lot of safety things that we definitely really try and identify. If a client has had any past experiences with addictive disorders, that's not contraindicated, but it's one of those areas where caution should be ensued to ensure where they're at in the process, right? So say if someone's actively struggling with addiction, that would be an element that someone would, that I would say as a clinician, we need to stabilize this period so they're not actively engaging in substances prior to the ketamine-assisted therapy.
Of course. We don't want to make other challenges worse.
Correct. Because also those medications, you definitely don't want them to mix, definitely for safety reasons, right?
Right.
So a big thing that I definitely express to all clients is making sure that you are feeling safe enough with your therapist through that assessment process to be as open and vulnerable about what's going on for you so we can make a proper assessment. If we don't have all the information, we're making assessment based upon information that we don't have.
Right. And, you know, as you mentioned, you focus on ketamine assisted therapy, but have awareness, obviously, into MDMA and psilocybin, of course, ibogaine and others. How do you decide when you're looking at it, ketamine may or may not be right for this patient, but if they ask you about some of the others, how do you decide or how do you advise them? Yeah, I don't deal with that, but this one is the right course for you or could be a good path.
So in that moment, generally what I will do is really kind of guide them to identify kind of a program or other therapist who definitely specializes in those platforms, because I also strongly believe that those are definitely elements that I absolutely see a great benefit in. I don't yet specific have that training, but that's definitely something that I hope to gain and will gain in the future. I want to make sure I'm having the absolute expertise in this area, because one of the things that I love is trauma, right? And I love dealing with clients.
That's one I've never really heard before. I love trauma.
Well, you know,
trauma. I love helping heal from trauma. Yes.
Dealing with trauma, right? Because we all have some experiences of trauma that happened in the past, right? And the reason why I love working with clients with high levels of trauma or clients who have been in talk therapy for years is really because I can see such a huge benefit that they can gain very quickly from trying something different, right? You don't, if you keep doing the same thing again and again and again, and you're not getting the results, that's one of those times, maybe it's time to try something different.
Right. And I mean, psychedelics are great for that because they take you out of yourself or out of your customary comfortable place in so many ways and open new doors. So you get that different experience, allowing you to look at things from new perspectives. But some people think it's a quick fix. I'll do three courses and I'll get there. But there's more about integration afterwards and preparation before. What does integration actually look like? Because how do you help people manage through that?
Yeah, absolutely. So generally with ketamine assisted therapy, there are multiple episodes, really depending on the individual client. Every client's very unique, but there's generally different sessions that we do, but there is that integration process between sessions that I will also be meeting with them where we're not engaging in the psychedelic assisted therapy at that same time, because I'm assessing and ensuring that how they're actually using this new knowledge, how they're using this new experience, how they're able to take those changes in their core beliefs and how are they actually applying them to their life.
Right. And then who is doing the pre-treatment integration?
Pre-treatment integration. Clarify that a little bit more. What do you mean by that?
So you're basically, before you even go in, you're preparing somebody for what they could experience. You're preparing them also to deal with what they already can manage, can deal with, can address, so that parts are cleared before they start this phase. Who deals with that? Is it is there weeks? Is there months? Is it medical conditions? What all sorts of things have to be looked at? Who do you work with to coordinate?
Yeah, absolutely. So coordinate with psychiatrists to make they'll also do a full psychiatric evaluation on them to making sure that not only are they fit from the therapist side, but also that they're a accurate fit from a psychiatric perspective as well. So definitely partner with psychiatrists to have that opportunity, because we want to make sure that they're safe, right? But also a part of that big integration also is a lot of the work that I do is really setting them up with that idea of what is the intent? What do we hope to gain from this experience? So you're really getting their mind state in line with, because that makes such a big difference of why I'm showing up. It's not just one of those, I'm here to do this. It's I'm here to do this because this is what I want and this is what I'm struggling with and this is what I hope to gain.
And that's important, because people who are coming to you and who are looking for psychedelic assisted therapy are often ones who have, not always, but you know, some recognize early on this is a great path to go. But for many, they've tried it all and they're losing hope. They don't know, are they ever going to feel better? Are they ever going to be able to deal with this? What's the first thing you want people to know about psychedelic assisted therapy when they come to you and they express that they're, I think I've done it all. I'm at a loss.
You know, I think a part of usually what in that initial process, right? Because if someone has especially treatment-resistant depression, treatment-resistant anxiety, or long-standing PTSD where those symptoms are still arising again and again, yeah. My goal really is to – actually, a part of the initial assessment is really identifying with them, what is your vision of healing?
Right.
Right. What does that end destination look like? And a part of that assessment is, does that end destination make sense?
Right.
Because what comes up for me is thinking about oftentimes when people get into depression treatment, anxiety treatment, they have a false narrative in their mind of thinking, in the future, I'm never going to have a depressive episode. I'm never going to feel anxiety ever again. Well, that's kind of an unrealistic idea, because we are always going to have, I mean, we're humans, right? We're going to have a human experience. And a part of that human experience is feeling negative at times, feeling sad, but also feeling happy, right? Feeling anxious. And I think that's a part of the assessment that I do with them, because really it's about how to apply your core principles and your values to those challenges when they do come up. Not that idea of they'll never come up. That's one of the big assessments that I do, and really kind of guiding clients, even when I'm not working with psychedelic assisted therapy as well.
Right. And, you know, you touch on, and I want to come back on part of that after, but you touch on something which we haven't explored, is really, what are the changes we see rippling through relationships and families as they go through? And you know, you're coming at from ketamine, which is often like PTSD side, but of course, for a lot of relationship issues, MDMA is a phenomenal one to open the doors to things. And you know, some people.
How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com. Tired of social media censorship? Frustrated by restrictions on TV, billboards, and traditional radio? CannabisRadio.com is the only platform where you can connect directly with over 1 million dedicated listeners without the limitations. Advertise your product freely to high-value, educated decision makers. Launch your unrestricted campaign today. Email Brasco, B-R-A-S-C-O, at CannabisRadio.com.
We'll find, you know, others will help in different ways, but what are the changes you see rippling through relationships?
You know, so I'll say this. The reason why I got into marriage and family therapy is because I see challenges relationally, right?
Right.
And this is the best way I like to describe it, is when our challenges are so big in our relationship, it doesn't matter how great everything the rest of our lives is, it colors everything, right?
Right.
So when we go through this process of healing through psychedelic assisted therapy, we are able, it's amazing because we're able to connect with others on a more vulnerable level, on a more authentic level, which allows us to feel, because, you know, one of the amazing things that I've seen in this process is, and one of the biggest challenges that clients present with, especially with depression and anxiety, is a lot of people pleasing. They're so busy making everybody else happy. One of the changes is focusing on ourselves. And in many ways, when we focus on ourselves, it actually heals those relationships. So relationships are able to either remain together or, and or the clients are able to move into a place where they're able to identify what relationships in their life are healthy and which ones are not, which ones are serving them and which ones aren't.
And that's powerful, because sometimes we can't see it, or we also can't see that relationships which could be healthy were blocking that possibility, that potential. How do you help people get there? Because it's not like flipping a switch.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely not. You know, a lot of it, there's a lot of reflective work, right? And I think the more that I know, one of the primary things that I always assess for is, what are your relationships? What's your relationship with your family? Are you currently in a relationship, a romantic relationship? But also, what are your friendships? One of the key things that I always look at with my clients is, who can you be vulnerable with? And oftentimes when they're at the level where they're like, I need psychedelic assisted therapy, they usually report to me that I don't have anyone that I can be vulnerable with. So a part of my markers of success for them that I also reflect back to them is, well, now I see now you're practicing your vulnerability. You're practicing these times where you're able to connect with other people and be your authentic self and really show up for the world and show up for yourself, which means you're showing up for other people.
Yeah, and showing up for other people is a key part of it, because when you're stuck, you're not doing that. And you're actually harming yourself, your autonomy, your independence, because you're not whole. Mm-mm. And that's a tough part to overcome. But, you know, that goes back a bit to the prep in some ways, but these treatments help people feel better. But there was also misconceptions. What do you wish more people understood with regards to the misconceptions? First, let's deal with the emotional aspects first, and then I want to come back to a couple of the other areas.
Okay. One of the misconceptions is with the emotional, right? It's not going to be, like you said, it's not like a light switch. It's not a way where all of a sudden our emotions are going to be completely fixed, if you will, and completely grounded. It's a process, right? Because with any tool, we got to be able to use them, right? So the emotional balance, right? While still understanding, I always like to explain it like a wave, right? Some days our emotions are going to be up and sometimes our emotions are going to be down. And if we're learning that process to be able to quote unquote ride the wave of our emotions, it's like we're on top of them and we're finding peace. I guess that's the best way I'd like to describe it. Our ability to be able to find a sense of peace and calm no matter what's going on the outside.
And that's really critical, because you are finding peace and calm, but people also think, you know, the set and setting, they're going to go in, lie down on a couch, take something, it's going to be a peaceful journey. But that also goes back to the preparation, the integration, about what are the potential adverse side effects. A lot of people experience nausea, headache, panic attacks, or have blood pressure issues. Mm-hmm. How how do you prepare that so that they're not anxious when they sit down? Am I going to face this?
Mm-hmm. So a lot of those health challenges, right? So if someone has a very persistent challenge with high blood pressure, that is one of the areas that is very contraindicated to say, we are going to get this person set up with a medical doctor first, get that identified and safe prior to engaging in any type of psychedelic assisted therapy, just because blood pressure is, managing blood pressure is one of the primary, you know, the one of the biggest safety things that we assess for, right? And actually in the process, when they're going through the ketamine assisted therapy, we teach clients how to be able to actually take their blood pressure. So we're actually measuring the blood pressure before the session ever begins. Right. So that's one of the safety things. A lot of the psychiatrists, like the ones that I partner with, what they do is they allow, we do provide medication specific for nausea and vomiting, just because we know that can be a side effect, just because what happens with our visuals, right, and our sense of balance, that can definitely become off. So there are there are ways to mitigate that. But one of the things I definitely like, just I really stress with my clients, and I point them to a lot of scientific papers as well, is that these treatments are safe. They really are. It's important that you know all of the information, but they are incredibly safe, and all really well-trained therapists have a very impactful safety protocol, just in case.
Right. And, you know, speaking of that, the FDA is doing a lot of research. I mean, and they're close, and some apparently to approving more and more psychedelic assisted therapies. Which ones excite you the most and why?
You know, I would say right now, the MDMA one, and really expanding that, just because I really enjoy the ketamine and the way in which it allows us to really focus. It's more to me, ketamine really focuses on our sense of self, if you will. How I conceptualize MDMA specifically, I feel like that builds more upon our connection with the world, our connection with others, our sense of belonging, right? Not just to ourselves, but to the world. So that is the one I'm the most excited about, to just to continue. You know, I know that there's a lot of research that really wants to get into this field, and there's a lot of barriers to it. So being able to break down those barriers, and I think a part of it, just like conversations like this, really identifying, we need to do more research to see if this is a viable thing. And from what I can see and what a lot of professionals see, even in the mental health field, is that it absolutely is.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a massive shift in the treatment of everyday mental health care, right? Because it makes not just things more accessible, but also the paths are more varied, more personalized. And you've worked with people who've carried trauma for decades. What does it feel like for you when somebody actually breaks through a barrier?
Oh, it's amazing. It is one of, I get goosebumps just thinking about it right now. Just, it's this process of, for me, it's so rewarding seeing someone who's struggled for so long and feeling, because oftentimes after decades and they're struggling, they lose a lot of hope. So a lot of them will report to me, I have no hope. But then also it's helpful for me to reflect back. I'm like, well, I see you here in the room today. I see you showing up. There is a part of you that senses that sense of hope. And there's a lot of IFS, a lot of internal family systems work that we do that's integrated into the type of treatment as well, psychedelic assisted treatment. So what that does is it really shows us, and the healing power after, just, it's almost like, it's like a light bulb that can come on for people that has been dimmed for so long. And to me, that is, that keeps me in this field and will keep me in this field for the rest of my life.
And, you know, that word hope is really the most powerful. What words of hope would you like to share to somebody who's been struggling for years with anxiety, depression, or PTSD that they just can't lift, and why that hope can lead them to somebody like you?
So probably the best way to say it for me would be, say, hope is possible, right? And I think a lot of it has to do with being vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the biggest thing. when we lose hope, we pull back. We're not vulnerable. We're not practicing. We're not connecting with people, which just causes us to lose even a greater, like more hope as well. So even if you have are able to build a secure attachment and feeling with a therapist, you only need one person in your life that can just light that spark of hope back up, right, where it does build upon itself. It's kind of like a fire, right? Where if you light a flame, right, or you light a match, it's going to start small, but it can expand and grow even bigger. And if you think about that, that fire can keep you warm for the rest of your life.
No, that's very true. Chris, we are out of time for today, but people want to reach out to you, learn more, you know, maybe access your services, but just even to find out and be directed to the right place. And how can they reach you?
Yeah, absolutely. So the best way to reach me is going to be through my website. The company that I own a group practice. It is Theravize, TheraVize.com. That's probably the best way to reach me. My availability is on there, and you can read more about what I offer and my unique approaches to individual as well as couple therapy.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for joining us today on High and Healthy, Chris.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. And thanks to everyone for listening. I'm Richard Zwicky with High and Healthy, and we'll be back again with you soon.
How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com.